and have some thoughts I'd like to share this evening. Look to the Lord to bless. My prayer is that He would bless it, that I would be able to express it the way that He gave it to me. Thought this evening is God's sovereignty. Think about that word sovereignty. Maybe not a typical word that you think about, and you may have noticed I had to make sure that I spelled it right. But that word sovereignty is defined as supreme power. Freedom from external control and controlling influences. Supreme power, freedom from external control and controlling influences. When we think about God and who He is, then we can certainly relate God and sovereignty in the same sentence. We think about Him being the supreme power, the ultimate authority that there exists in the world today. Think about how great God is and all that He has done. We automatically think about maybe examples in the natural sense. You think about somebody that you would consider on earth that's in high authority. What do you think of maybe leaders of countries? You know, maybe you think the president of the United States or maybe leaders of other countries, they are considered the ultimate, not ultimate, but in terms of a natural sense, in man's eyes, they are the authority for their particular countries. But think about those things, man's power that they have, it can be taken away. It's not something that's just, you know, maybe there's different countries have different laws, or maybe rulers can last for many, many years. But even still, that's something that can be taken away. When we think about God, He's it. He's it. There's not that His authority belongs to Him, and it's not anything that can be taken away by anybody else. It's ultimate. When you say supreme, you know, some of you, kind of a silly example, but those that enjoy pizza, what do you think about a supreme pizza? It's got all the toppings on it, doesn't it? It's not just a few, it's all of them. So when we think about the supreme power that God is, He has all power. And power not only in heaven, but in earth. And He is in control of everything. You know, you think about sometimes we look around and we wonder what's going on in the world today. There's so much chaos and there's so many things that are going on around us. But we can be reminded that God is yet still in control. There are some scriptures that encourage us and help us to know that God is yet in control. Like to begin in the 12th. Chapter of Job. Start reading at verse 13 through verse 16. Job 12, 13 through 16. I want to start up a little bit further. Let's start at verse 1. And Job answered and said, "No doubt ye are the people of wisdom. Ye are the people, and wisdom shall die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Yea, who knoweth not such things as these? I am as one mocked of his neighbor, who calleth upon God, and he answereth him. The just upright man is laughed to scorn. He that is ready to be slipped with his feet is as a lamp, despising the thought of him that is at ease. The tabernacles of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God bringeth abundantly. But ask now the beast, and they shall teach thee. Ask, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Oh, speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee. And the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord had wrought this? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Doth not the ear try words, and the mouth taste his meat? With the ancient is wisdom, in the length of days understanding. With him is wisdom and strength. He hath counsel and understanding. Behold, he breaketh down, and it cannot be built again. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. Behold, he withheld in the waters, and they dry up. Also, he sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. As we read through some of these words, you think about, as we know, Job and the experience that he had and the difficulties of life that he had. And there was times when it seemed like he was all alone. Even his friends were forsaking him, and, you know, he's letting them know, ask the fowls of the air, ask the beast, ask the fishes of the sea. Who's the one, it says here, that sends water, that dries up the water, and the one that sends it down? He's in the one that's in control of all of that. All that is in his hands. One thing that stuck out in my mind, it says, with him is strength and wisdom. Strength and wisdom. I'd like to read a few of these verses from the Amplified. But it says, but only with God are perfect wisdom and might. He alone has true counsel and understanding. Behold, he tears down and it cannot be built again. He shuts a man in and none can open. He withholds the water and the land dries up again. He sends forth rains and they overwhelm the land or transform it. With him are might and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his and in his power. All of that is under his control. You know, we can just think, just even the simple thought of rain and water that we have on the earth. There's been many times maybe that there's been droughts. Water dries up and, you know, we need water. God is the one that sends it down. You know, and sometimes he'll just send it down and down and down. And then it's like, Lord, we've had a lot. We need it to be held back a little bit. You know, we know the forecast for tomorrow. It's rain, isn't it? But God is in control of all that. If he wants, he can just say, I'll just hold back the rain. You know, I think about, remember, in Noah's time. I don't believe up until that point, had it rained? It hadn't rained. Could you imagine being Noah and it's saying, he's preaching to the people and letting them know something's coming. There's a flood. What are you doing? You know, you can imagine that folks thought he was, what's wrong with this fella? He's out here building this big old boat talking about what rain. What's that? God was in control even then, wasn't he? And that, you know, they believed when that first drop hit. It was too late then. It was too late. Let's look at another verse. It's in Psalms 47th chapter. Verse 1 says, "Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth." And we think about in this instance, that word terrible means impressive or awesome. So for the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great king over all the earth. He is the God of sovereign and universal dominion. He is a king that reigns alone, and with him is absolute power. A king over all the earth. All creatures being made by him are subject to him. Therefore, he is a great king, the king of kings. Reigns alone. You know, you think about even those that are in power in a natural sense. They're not by themselves, are they? They have all kind of people that work for them and under them. And there's a, it's not just, they might be the figurehead, but they have a whole crew of people that work for them, that help keep things going in their power that they have here on earth. But God reigns alone. He reigns alone. He doesn't need my help. He can handle it all by himself. He's been doing it all this time. It's everything that he set in motion thousands of years ago. It's still in motion, isn't it? He reigns alone. Verse said, absolute power. Absolute. In other words, there is not anything that he can't do. You know, there's limits, even in a natural sense. Those that have authority and power, there's only certain things that they can do, right? There's checks and balances in place so that if things go awry, that there's others that are there that can take away that power that was given to them. Not so with God. He reigns alone. He has absolute power, complete power. Is God and belongs to him. Say the King of Kings. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. In other words, there's none greater than he. I'm reminded of the song. It says, our God is an awesome God. He reigns o'er heaven and earth. Songwriter, it says, there's a few phrases in that particular song. It says there's thunder in his footsteps and lightning. Well, it's lightning in his fists. Our God is an awesome God. So next time you hear the thunder, the illustration of this songwriter, you can imagine that's God walking. Exercising his power that he has over the earth. And the lightning, you can imagine maybe him just shaking his fist. And there's lightning that flashes over, that lights up the sky. What a great and a mighty, powerful God that we serve. Let's look at another verse. Psalms 93. The verse 1 says, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. In other words, it's a part of him. It's a part. It's not something that can be separated. It's just a part of his being. It's ingrained within him. It's not something that can just be stripped away. Think about things that we have, anything that we have, it can be taken away, can't it? We think about, well, maybe you have a lot of money. That can be taken away. Maybe you have a brilliant mind. That can be taken away. Anything that we have can be taken away. You know, all the things that we just do on a daily basis, life, breath, all of that, it can be taken away from us. It's not a part of us. It's something that's given to us. You might say, well, I earned this. It could still be taken away. Anything. It could just. But when we think about this verse, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. It's a part of him. It's a part of his being. It's just ingrained. It's not something that can be separated. Here in this verse, it says, the world also is established, that it cannot be moved. There's a verse in Job that talked about he hangeth the earth upon nothing, yet it cannot be moved. All things continue to this day according to his ordinance. He spoke it into existence and it's still there. The earth, what is something holding it up? I mean, I know as we develop, we go to the moon in different places and we try to get a clear understanding, and it's just God did it. That's the understanding. He spoke it and it happened and it's still going on, just as he, until he says no more, or until he intervenes in some kind of way, it's going to keep going as it is. Every day that the earth is going to keep on spinning. The sun going to keep on. It's just things are going to continue to be until he changes it. You know, you think about us as mankind. Can we interfere with that in any kind of way? It seems like we're doing all that we can to try to destroy the earth sometimes. It seems like just in the way that we as human beings, how we just carry on in certain things. But God put that in order. It's still hanging out there. Do we have any concerns that, you know, that we just gonna, you know, think about gravity or anything? Anybody have any fears that they'll just be sunk in? God set all this into motion and it's still there. It's the Lord reigneth. He's clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. There is nothing that we can do to affect it, because it's in his power. It's his control. It's his sovereignty. And we're privileged to be able to live. Thinking about God's sovereignty, he understands the end of things, doesn't he? As human beings, it seems like our minds are so limited to the here and now. What's right before us? The things that are right in our pathway at the moment. You know, sometimes maybe we'll have a little forethought and consider, well, 10 years from now, you know, we'll try to plan different things, but God has that in mind. So we think about maybe as we go through our life, we could wonder, why am I going through this? Or why am I going through that? What's the purpose of this? God's thinking about the end. You know, it's easy for us as we read through the Bible, and we can read different stories of different ones that went through different things. We have the privilege of reading the entire story, don't we? We, you know, if we stopped, if there was some verses that were missing, we would wonder, well, what happened? How did they do that? That's God's position. As his sovereignty, he not only sees the beginning, he sees the middle, and he sees the end. And a lot of our time, mind is so focused on what's right in front of me. But God is looking down the line. Realize that sometimes the things that we deal with in life, they're for something that we may have to deal with 10 or 15 years down the road. You know, at the time, we don't see it. It's hard for us to understand. But we just have to trust him, don't we? Trust that he knows what he is doing. Think about sometimes the enemy would try to get us to think that, you know, I'm the only one in the world that's in this situation. It's just, you don't understand what I have to deal with, you know, what I have to go through. There is nobody that has ever had to deal with the things that I deal with. You know, even you think about the world that we live in today and all the technology and all these things, you know, just all the things that can distract and hinder us. So you know, maybe some of you young folks think y'all don't know. It's not the same. That's a trick and a trap of the devil. It really is. He just wants to deceive you and I and try to get us to think that, oh, we're all alone in this. That nobody can understand us, that there's no way of escape. But we have to remember who we serve. Maybe the circumstances that you deal with, maybe they're new. Maybe it's something that those thousands of years ago didn't have to deal with. But the principle is still the same, isn't it? The principle is the same. Is there anything that can hinder my relationship with God? It's nothing new. A song that we sing says, what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Read some of these verses. He spoke this world into existence. It still exists. Power and majesty. You know, that verse said supreme power and authority. Songwriter said, our Father's wondrous works we see in the earth and sea and sky. He rules o'er all in majesty from his royal throne on high. You know, we think we have raging winds. You know, there was a tornado that came through Dallas earlier this week, last week, tore up one of the Home Depots and some people's houses got destroyed. God is in control of all that. The raging winds and waves are calm when he says to them, be still. The heavens praise him in a psalm, and the angels do his will. Maketh worlds by his command, weighs the mountains great and high, meets the waters in his hands, spans the lofty starlit sky. Our God to save from sin's control, gave his son a sacrifice. His grace abounding in the soul makes the earth a paradise. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Reigning now above, from his throne above. What a mighty God we serve. God's sovereignty. We think about all of his qualities and his what his attributes that he has. Supreme power, reigning in majesty, creating worlds, all those things in his hand. Who better is equipped to lead us and guide us and direct us as we journey along our pathway of life? There may be times where we wonder, where is he? Job had that, didn't he? He wondered. We look at the 23rd chapter of Job, the 8th verse. But he knoweth, the 8th verse. Behold, I go forward, but he's not there. Backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, but I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So again, maybe it seems, where? God, where are you? In the midst of my trials and tests of life, where are you, God? He's there. We may not be able to perceive him, but he's right there. He's right there. He's reigning from his throne on high, looking over all of his creation, and especially his trusting children. And you know what? Right when we think that, oh, I just, where are you, Lord? He just steps right in, doesn't he? Just carries us through. Think about, mentioned about who better? Well, who else? Am I more equipped to take control of my life? Can I do better than the one that created me? You know, I think about, there's a verse in the New Testament that talks about something about the creator, more the created more than the creator. In other words, there's just the mentality of mankind to think that we are smarter than God. What a sad state of mind. So I believe in thinking of God's sovereignty. The thought is, Lord, lead my life. Guide my life. Direct my life in the way that you would have it to go. You know what? We have to get out of the way sometimes, don't we? We maybe have plans and ideas for what we think should be best for our life. But God has better plans. Remember, he's thinking about the end. Our focus is on here and now. He's thinking about 20 years from now, 30 years from now. The songwriter said, Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands, because I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go. Give me one more chance. Save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel. Lord, help me, help us to realize who He is, how great and powerful that He is, His supreme power and authority over all of creation. Lord, help me to just let go. Let go and just let Him lead me. Let Him guide me. Let Him direct me where He would have me to go. Think about the expression, let go and let God. He's the supreme power and authority. He doesn't need any help from me. The only thing I can do is get in the way. So the best thing that I can do is stay out of His way by the help and by the grace of God. Just wanted to read this verse again. We read there in Psalms, I believe the 47th chapter. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great King over all the earth. He has been, He is, and He forever will be. Through time and through eternity, He's still going to be reigning. What more? Who else? Who else would we put our lives in? Who else's hands would we commit ourselves? But to the one that not only reigns now, but is going to reign forever. He's King of the earth. I desire your prayers. As I go through life, I don't want to get in God's way. I don't want to try to interfere and put my thoughts, what I think God should do. He's a lot smarter than I am. The word says His thoughts and His ways are so much higher than our ways and our thoughts. He doesn't need my help. I wasn't there when He spoke this world into existence. I wasn't there when He said, let there be light. And there was light. When He formed the sea and separated the water and the land, none of His creation. And then He took the time to create us. What a blessed privilege that we have to serve such a great and a mighty and a powerful and a supreme God. And we don't have to be discouraged as we look around at the world that we live in. It's easy to get discouraged. When you think about all the things that are going on, the chaos and the fighting and all these different things, you could get discouraged. But we need to remember. We need to remind ourselves, God is still in control. He's still in control. His word is still true. His promises are still true. They're going to last forever. And we can be sure that as long as we allow Him to guide and direct our lives, that He's going to take care of us. That His sovereignty will take care of us. And that we'll be all right. And that if we put our trust in Him, Remember, he knows the end of things. And what's his desire for all of his creation? To reign with him. To live with him in heaven. And that's what he wants for all of us. His desire is just for us to just allow him to work in us and through us. I desire your prayers. I want to be in that place. I appreciate your time and your attention this evening. Pray for me.